Okay, it is 2FM's drive-by. If you want to get to us, text us 51552 or tweet us at Colin Hayes 2FM. We're going to go live to Houston, United States right now and say for Stephanie, good morning to Stephanie Roach. Good
Hiya,
morning.
Stephanie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay.
Is it a nice morning where you are?
It is, yeah. It's been a bit crazy over here. Actually, the weather's been bad. It's been thunderstorms and stuff, but it's actually nice today.
Oh, that's all right.
It's not too early in the morning. It's about 10 past midday there now, yeah?
Yeah, we're good.
I just saw the tweet you put out about Bill, hashtag RIP Bill. I mean, you were such a huge sports fan and a great sports star as well. You must have been a huge fan of Bill O'Hurley.
Yeah, it's crazy, actually. I met Bill before, and that happened obviously with everything that happened last year, or this year, I suppose, with me with football, and it was strange. I used to work in Duns and Connells Court, and he used to always come in, and he would have never even known that I played football or anything to do with sports, but he was always just such a gentleman, like he was a really nice man, and so I watched him on TV growing up in our house. We always had Bill and all the guys on TV, and we were just great to have on, and when you retired last year, I was disappointed, and it's just sad to hear the news this morning.
Yeah, I mean, for people who love the football, it's like losing a friend, isn't it? I mean, you all knew him, in a way.
That's it, yeah, it's crazy. I think from watching him on TV, I think that you know them personally, obviously, from seeing them so much. But yeah, it's just so sad to hear, and I just send out all my condolences to his family. It's just sad to hear this morning.
I mean, there are some people that said that team of Eamon, of Liam Brady, Johnny Giles and Bill sort of coordinating the circus. He was like the circus master. But some people said, even though there was a lot of arguments and there was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, it was the best analysis for a soccer show on European television. They were that good. Would you have agreed?
Yeah, I used to watch it now overall, the other sports. Like, I used to always just watch them, even for Champions League during the week and stuff like that. And then obviously the World Cups. They were just great. I think, obviously, as I said there, Bill kind of coordinated all the madness, and he was just kind of had that like personality that just came across really well on TV. And it's just it's a very sad thing there this morning. I think everybody around the country is surprised and shocked, but no, it was great to watch them, and I really did enjoy them. And me and my family used to be breaking our hearts laughing watching them at times. Like, they were just a great bunch of people to watch on TV.
Well, that's it. It was totally the crack. I mean, Roddy Doyle has posted a very good tribute on his page on Facebook, and it's a pub conversation that Roddy Doyle writes, and they're saying, you know, BBC, ITV, all this analysis, they're saying the BBC would be on talking about somebody's cardigan, but the lads, they were talking about the match, they cared about the sport.
Yeah.
They made their own, I think, I suppose that's the way it was. They kind of, they were talking about the seriousness of football, but they made their own, in their own way, funny. So it was
amazing.
It was great to watch.
Yeah, he will be sadly missed, and it'll be some funeral when it takes place in the next couple of days. Stephanie, there's a lot happening with you at the moment. I mean, I read the article, we've all seen the story where, and I mean, a terrible decision. In fact, it's funny, we were just talking about Liam Brady, but I think in Liam's career in Italy, he suffered the same thing, that he was one of the international players that they had to drop because there were so many international players on the team. Was it Juventus? And I think, unfortunately, that's what happened with yourself, with Houston Dash.
Yeah, it's strange. I think I've explained it all, I suppose, in my article. I talked about it quite a lot. I was very disappointed and shocked. I think it came so fast, but obviously only got here 3 months ago. It's only a 5-month season, but I'm here 3 months, and I think I was expecting to be here for the whole season. I just recently told my dad and my family to book flights over in August, so to have to tell them now that we had to cancel them was probably the worst part of the whole thing. But it was just a strange shock, I think, as I said already. It's part of the way it works over here. It's very cutthroat, and I think if anybody had been watching our game against the US last week, they would have seen Abby Wambach. She's like she was nominated for the Ballon d'Or last year, the female Ballon d'Or, and she was cut from her team 2 weeks ago. So it's not doesn't matter who you are, it's just the way it is over here.
I mean, family's at home, Stephanie, but you have Dean over there with you, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose I'm lucky with that, because obviously, as I said before, I was upset and disappointed when it happened, but he's been here to help me through it, and I've been training. He's been training with a men's team, so I've been able to train with them for the last few days and keep myself taking over and if anything else comes up. So.
Well, I mean, this is it. I mean, obviously, there was a huge level of shock when you got the news, huge level of sadness. You had to sort of pick yourself up off the ground, and no better person than yourself to be able to do that, because I know you've got a very strong, positive attitude.
Yeah.
But where now are you in yourself? Where do you see? Have you had offers? Are you going to stay in the States?
There's been a couple coming through, to be honest, and I'm not too sure. I'm still waiting to hear back from a couple of clubs here in the States, because obviously we're halfway through the season, and we spoke about the international spots. A lot of the teams already have their international spots taken, so it's difficult to try to get a team now at this stage in the US, so I'm hoping maybe still to get something, but I've had other offers from around Europe as well, so I'm just kind of trying to figure out what's best for me. But I think people who know me will know that I want to prove myself in this league, and I don't think I was given a fair shot at it. So I'd love to try to stay here and do that, but if I don't, I'll have to just go and do it somewhere else, so we'll see what happens.
I mean, come on, as you wrote in your column, you were saying that you wouldn't let this define you. I mean, what really defines you is that you were the second best goal scorer in the world. So that's the real definition of Stephanie Roach, you know what I mean?
I know, yeah. It's seen like my friends, actually, it's funny because I actually don't look at any of the negative stuff. I try to stay away from it because there are obviously people who don't know a lot about me as a footballer. I think I've seen a couple of my friends getting upset with my the comments about me being a one-hit wonder and stuff like that. But obviously, as I said, they don't know me as a footballer. I've played in Ireland for the last... For all my career, I told up until last year, and I broke records in the Irish League loads, and I've done well over there. But they obviously don't know enough about me, and they're obviously going to be begrudges over there who want to jump on the bad stuff. But as I said, I'm not going to let any of that stuff get to me. I just have to get on with life, and obviously, there's more to life than football as well. As much as I hate to say it,
But you do have a great positive attitude, and I know, there has been people going, oh, she was only in that competition because she was a girl, and oh, she only scored one goal, and oh, it was just FIFA. Let me tell you from...
Just FIFA.
Yeah. Let me tell you from playing football really badly all of my life, if I ever even once could come slightly close to scoring a goal like that, just even the first touch, I'd be happy. So people who are begrudges are there because they are begrudges, and you know, the world will always have them as well, and we need to get rid of them.
And Stephanie, I mean, you tweeted, and I thought it was brilliant. You said you were disappointed, but you tweeted, it was impossible to appreciate the highs without experiences and the lows. But there have been a lot of highs lately, haven't there? And I mean, from the White House and everything, you must have been having a great time in the States.
That's it. Like, I think I've experienced so much in, like, such a short space of time with everything that's happened to me. And I said all along when the whole podcast was going that I was lucky to have been spotted and I was lucky for the goal to be where it was. And at the same time, with all that goodness, you have to take the bad. So, I mean, it's something that comes with being a footballer. As you said earlier on, Liam Brady is one of probably the best footballer of Irish history, and it happened to him. It happens to some of the best footballers all around the world. So you just have to take the good with the bad, and that's just the way it goes.
Absolutely. Do you see yourself getting home soon? I know that all your friends were going to go over in August, or your family. Are you going to stay in the States to see what's the next move is?
Well, there's actually a break in the league here for the World Cup anyway, so I had already planned to come home on the 8th of June. I was coming home for the Scotland game, the Irish-Scotland game, so I'm planning to come home that week anyway, so I'm just kind of taking it easy here while I'm here. I'm trying to keep myself going, as I said, trying to see if there's any other contacts here to get in touch with the team, and there's a few things happening, so I'm going to stay here until the 8th as planned, and then I'll get home for the week, and we'll go from there. So I'm looking forward to getting home and seeing my friends and family as well, because it's obviously been a bit tough on them, and I kind of haven't really got in touch with them because I'm more disappointed than myself, if that makes sense. So,
look, you're going to be welcomed with open arms. I mean, when you come back here, it's a hero's welcome when you get back. You're such a formidable sportswoman. We love you. You've done us so proud.
Listen, you're an amazing soccer player. You've got kicked to the ground many times before, and you've always got back up, and when you did, you played better and scored, you know, some of the world's most famous goals as well, because everyone saw that first goal wasn't a one-hit wonder. We've seen other ones as well. Best of luck in the future.
Thanks,
I really do hope you get signed up with an American team, and we'll catch up with you when you get back, okay?
Thanks very much for having me. Thanks,
buddy. Okay, no problem.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie, take care of yourself.